Bless you all once again. Still love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. We'll just sing number 30. I'm the only believe. I'm pressing on the upward way. Just bear in mind that we will have testimonies, so just keep that in mind. Brother Paul, if you would like to open in prayer, if you don't mind. Let's just bow our heads.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your presence with us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we have such a wonderful place, Lord, to come to set ourselves apart from the crazy world out there, Lord. That, Lord, we may spend time as a group, Lord, worshipping your name, worshipping you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Howard, for the word that he brings to us, Lord. I pray, Lord, you'll bless that word to us. Lead us and guide us in all you do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Paul. people. Let's sing number 127, Have You Been to Jesus?
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing come? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? I'm truly trusting in His grace and are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you
that blood every day, keeping us clean. Let's sing number 143, that will be worth it all.
Remember and despair.
True as that, for every frustration, every valley, every disappointment, when the devil tells you, why don't you just go back? Why don't you just be like everybody else? It'll be worth it all. Amen. Absolutely. You may be seated. We will have testimonies at this time, if there is any.
On Tuesday, I asked for prayer to find some small keys that I couldn't quite remember where I'd put them. And I just thanked the Lord this morning. I found them deep down in a pocket in the handbag. So I'm very grateful. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, I wasn't going to testify today, but that song that we just sang just really summed up my testimony. My father used to have a saying, and he used to say that there's no son of God without sorrow. And it's true. We all have the onslaught of the enemy, and it seems like in these days he's just got all his forces out against us. And that's how I've been feeling a bit. And just real attacks of the enemy. And anyway, the other night I was listening to Brother Branham preaching, looking to the unseen, and he was talking about when the I think it was either Syrian army was coming against Israel, and how the prophet in those days was Elisha, and Elisha's servant looked out and saw all of the Syrian army just camped all around about them, and that's all he could see. And he was very frightened. And he called the prophet and he said, Lord opened his eyes. And Brother Branham was just bringing a point to say that we're to look to the Lord, we look to the unseen, not at what's around us and what's frustrating us or what's getting us down or the onslaught of the enemy. And so that really helped me. But then I sort of seemed to slip back into that feeling of a bit despondent in myself. And anyway, this morning I was just started reading my Bible, and all of a sudden the burden just went. I don't know how it went, it just went. And I just want to give all the praise and glory to the Lord, because he's very gracious to us, even in our faults and failings and downtime. So I just give the Lord the praise.
Any others? Just a little something on what Jen was sharing. You know, I actually feel like that quite often, that all the guns, I suppose you could say, have been pulled out and many of the times, but there's a few scriptures that come to mind whenever I think of that, and that's, look up, for your redemption is nigh. But then it also just points to the fact that we're just more closer to the end. Another one is when the enemy comes in the flood, that the Lord will raise up a standard against him. So we're just waiting for his hand to move, and he'll bring all the power that is necessary. So we just thank him for that. If there's no others, we'll sing number 124, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and then I'll ask Brother Hill to come.
Thy kingdom shall do.
Thank you, Brother Howard.
Praise be to God. Who's really in love with God, say amen.
Amen.
That sounds pretty good. We're getting there. Hey, Brother Peter. Good to see you, brother. Look, but, oh, we've got two Peters now. I'd like to see you both, actually. Hey? Yes. Praise be to God. Well, I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word this afternoon. I'd like to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Which says, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Shall we just pray? Precious Lord, we just thank you for your precious word and for the privilege of having it, as Brother Tim said. Lord, just have the Lord in this day when pressures come on, and how we need thee, oh, we need thee. To trust in thee totally, casting all our care upon him, for he careth for us. Lord, I just pray you'll bless us this afternoon and for a few moments as we come around your precious word. I pray, Lord, that you'll speak to our hearts through thy word. We ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I've actually just been in a tent meeting just a moment ago in Florida. I was there. My sister rang me on the phone and with a video, and I saw the tent, and I saw Brother Wilson and a Dutch brother and the tent, and wasn't too many there because I don't think that actually arrived as such, but they're having their last campaign meeting today, which is their night, I think. Yeah. And so we pray that God will bless them, send their love to everybody. I want to speak about this verse here, which says, verse 8, those that love is appearing, those that love is appearing, unto all them also that love is appearing. I want to speak about that, because this type of people is a special type of people. And I'd like to bring it out that they are that way. These that love his appearing. What am I talking about his appearing? I'm talking about the Lord coming this afternoon. If he comes this afternoon, you won't be upset. Or you've got a program tomorrow you've got to get done. Oh, I'm going out of here, brother. I'll tell you what. Just be wonderful to go. Who wants to go?
Amen.
You want a bubs?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you do. You're looking very intently there. We want to go. Hallelujah. We want to go. And they are quite different from the world, these people, in many ways. They've always been on earth. These sort of people have always been on earth. In the end, they'll be waiting for him with great expectation. You know, even when Jesus was on earth, when he was here in flesh, this group of people were there too. If we read Luke 8:40, we read this. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. That's why they're glad to receive him. Because they're in anticipation for him to arrive. So there we see there were people waiting for him, but there would have been a lot that weren't waiting for him. And these that love is appearing are a special group of people which cannot help themselves. They just cannot help themselves. They're looking for the Lord to come tonight, tomorrow morning, or whenever he comes. They are waiting for him, that he will soon appear for them. Their very life, I want you to listen, their very life demonstrates their expectation. They cannot hide it. It's written all over them. They know that they have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is their assurance to be in the resurrection. We read in Romans 8:11, we read this, But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. How? By his spirit that dwelleth in you. People say, well, I'm waiting for the Lord to come down and change me. No, he's already there. He's in here. Just read it. Your mortal bodies will be changed in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, by the spirit that's in you. Isn't that wonderful, brother? Wonderful. And so we see these things are very precious to us. Now there's another group at his coming. This group lacked the thrill of his appearing. They lacked the thrill of his appearing. We do not like to say this, but it's been prophesied to be so. It's also spoken in the Word of God about this other group. Indeed, they claim to be believers. Oh, yes. They claim to be believers. They go to church just like the other group. But once again, their very life is saying something different to what they claim. As Jesus said, by their fruit you shall know them, not by their works, words. And Jesus gave a parable concerning this other group. I want to turn to it, Matthew 22, verse 1. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise, and the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. What a tragedy to know about the wedding supper and to be invited, and yet they made light of it. Now, brother and sister, I want to say this. I would say that the majority of people have made light of the coming of the Lord. I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about people who have been invited, people who know he's coming, but they've made light of it. So different from those that love his appearing. They were too busy for the things of God. They had their work. They had their merchandise. The scriptures also bring to light this group's lack of expectation. I remember, and remember this prophecy just before the coming of the Lord. Shall we read 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3, which says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Now, that is not the world. The world don't know anything about that. It's believers, or claim to be believers, know of his coming, and started making fun of it. Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning of creation. It's important to bring to our attention that these are not, as we said, the world, that they are claiming to believe. And they are professors of the word, aware of his coming. They are aware of his coming. And saying, oh, they've been preaching this for years, the Lord's coming. Yeah, Brother Howe preaches every Sunday, the Lord's coming, right. The Bible prophesies they'll be like that. That in itself is a great sign to you and I of his coming is at hand. But those that love his appearing are the opposite. This light in their heart cannot be hid. Jesus said when he was here on earth in Matthew 5:14, he said this, ye are the light of the world. Who was he? Who was Jesus speaking of himself? Was he? No, he's talking about us. We are the light of the world. The Bible says elsewhere that Jesus is the light of the world. The only way for us to be the light of the world is to get Jesus inside of us. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, this is not just a Sunday morning love is appearing thing. When I get to church, I love is appearing. It is seen during the week, so they are shining before men. These people all have the same desire. They all do. They are not taught this desire. It burns in their soul every day. Will he come today? Who wants him to come today? Do you want him to come today or tomorrow? Now, that's the answer I was looking for. And they all had the same interests. They all had the same passions. They all had the same hunger. When they get together, they love to talk about the Lord. They love to talk about His coming. You know, we got with the saints over in Asia League, and they all want to talk about the Lord, always wanting to talk about the Lord because they're hungry for His appearing. The worldly activities leave them cold and unsatisfied. They are seeking better things to come, just like Abraham. In Hebrews 11:10, let's read it. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Who's looking for a city? I tell you what, it's not Gisborne. It's not Gisborne we're looking for. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Their hearts are ever looking upwards. They're not of this kingdom. They're seeking a city to come. It says in Hebrews 13:14. For there here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come, brother. Won't we have to live in Gisborne all our life? I'm not criticizing Gisborne. We're very blessed when you look around. But I'm looking for a new city whose builder and maker is God. So the sense of Christ's return is growing in these people. The others know nothing about it. Only those who love is appearing. They all know that there's something in the wind. They're thirsting for that latter rain outpouring, which has been promised before the coming of the Lord. And they cannot help it. They cannot help it. It burns them up every day. God's going to move upon these people right on time, maybe tonight. I want to be a part of that. Do you want to be a part of it? God is fixing to move, and nobody or anything is going to stop him. God says tomorrow this is the day, that's the day. It comes down, the devil can do what he likes, he can do nothing to stop it. We've heard the testimonies. We've heard the prophecies, we've heard the visions concerning what God's about to do before he takes his bride home. It will not be the work of a church, not be a work of a ministry, or a work of a doctrine or some enthusiasm. Won't be that. It's starting a work in his children now. Praise the Lord. May he come in this meeting. What if he comes before we get home? Won't that be wonderful? Did I hear someone say yes? Amen. I'm getting worried when people don't say. I think it's going to happen, brother and sister, and I am waiting for his coming. I'm longing to see him. Now, the Bible says it purifies our soul just to think about it. Do you believe me? Let's turn our Bible to 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. I think you jumped the gun there, Nancy. I'm going to have to read off here. When he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man, listen to this, every man, every woman that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. You want to be pure? Get that pure, pure feeling in you? Look forward to his coming. Live for it. Think about it. Talk about it. Pray about it. Don't be caught up in the world. Don't be caught up in the internet. Don't be caught up with your cell phones and all that rubbish. Get closer to God. And I believe God will bless us. The truth is, my brother and sister, is this. It either thrills you or it doesn't. And I cannot put that in you. I cannot put it in myself. God has to put it there. It's not just the bride of Christ that is longing. Somebody else are longing for his appearing, apart from the bride. Does anyone know who it is? Christ. He's longing for that hour to arrive. Let's turn to Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, the Spirit, Holy Spirit, big S, and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. You see, this is a love affair with Christ and his bride. His children, those that are a part of him. He's waiting and she's waiting. And they're all saying, the Spirit and the bride are saying, come. Come, God says, can't be long now. He knows what time it is, but he said, it cannot be long now. You see, it's something that we're going to be a part of. We want to be with him, and he wants to be with us. That's how our relationship should be. When we get alone with God, we just want to be with him. We don't want to be with other things of the world and all those things that are a waste of time and depress you. I tell you, when these two things come together, the Spirit and the bride both say, come. We are out of here. When those two things coincide, with the bride, the Spirit and the bride say, come. It's time to come. It's time to awake. He sends down the bridegroom. The bride's got her lamps trimmed and clear. And those that are ready will go in with him to the marriage. And the door will be shut. And those that are out will stay out. And those that are in will stay in. That's thus saith God's word. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And we'll be out of here forever. Hallelujah. Noble long flights, Lee. Won't that be wonderful? Who's looking forward to this? Who believes this? You all believe it? Well, let's stand to our feet now, shall we? Just pray. Lord Jesus, we come to thee in the precious name of Jesus. And Lord, we know that those that are lovers appearing will be ready for that hour because they won't be consumed with other things. They're spending more time in prayer, more time reading your word, feeding on thy word. I pray, Lord Jesus, that all of us here and those that are listening will also be found ready, will be united to be with our bridegroom in the air, Lord, ever to be with the Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, you'll help us all, cause us all to come closer to thee. Lord, we commit this word into your hands and pray, Lord, that you generate a thirst and a desire in each of our hearts to be found ready. We commit this word to you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Have your way, Lord. That's our prayer. That's our longing. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. These the closing days of time. What joy, the glorious hope of all. Thank you. Brother, sister, just had a thought. How do we not know that the saints in glory are waiting and the Lord's going out, told the angels, what everyone's line up at the gate. I know there's a few million of you, but I want you to line up at the gate of the city. Because we're going down to earth soon to get your bodies and to pick up the saints down there. Who believes that? It's going to happen. And you can imagine the joy, the expectation, Brother Searle and all the wonderful Brother Tahu and all those brothers who and sisters who have been here, Brother Norm, all going down and the youth going to the gate. We're going to get our bodies. We're going to be transformed. We're going to pick up the saints down there in Gisborne. And the saints out there on the internet that love the Lord, we're all going. We love His appearing. Those that love is appearing. Those who believe it are under expectations going to happen. We'll live differently, act differently, because we are under expectation. So let's just sing this again, this chorus, as we come around the table of the Lord. And let's have a joyful time in the Lord. He's coming soon.
He's coming soon.
Brother Peter might like to sit down the end there as well. That's fine. Thank you. Who's believing He's coming soon?
Amen.
Oh boy, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to it. Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. He's coming soon. Let's just read the scriptures. As we come around His precious table, as Brother Branham said, the communion is not the bread and the wine, although it is represented, of course, but it's actually our communion with God. You and I communing with our Lord Jesus. In John 13, oh, that's not the one. It's just 1 Corinthians 11:23 says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed." This, you know, I was just thinking about this. This is a terrible thing. Jesus knew He was going to be betrayed by that brother there. And to be crucified because of that brother there. But we know that it had to be. But He still washed their feet. It made no difference. He loved them anyway. The love of God, how rich and pure. And when the same night in which He was betrayed, He took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me." After the same manner, He also took the cup when He had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink the cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body."
God wants us to come sincerely. That's what he's saying. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we were judged, if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. And when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. I heard Brother Branham say the other day, when he says tarry one for another, it says he means pray one for another. Take each one before the Lord. So, Brother Lee, I'm just going to ask you to ask the Lord to bless the elements and bless this time. Thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus, we just come around this communion table with faith.
Yes,
understanding that what you did for us could never have been done by anybody else.
That's right.
Whatever anybody volunteered or tried, they could not do what you did. You were the only one, Lord, that could take that place, which could save us.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for the bread which represents your broken body. We thank you for the wine which represents your shed blood.
Yes.
And it was for us, those that will wish to partake of it. Bless it to us, Lord, we pray.
Amen.
So let's just have a few moments to examine ourselves before we partake. The Bible says, examine yourselves. Let us do that.
Righteousness and his standing before your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. As you take your portion of bread, say thank you, Lord, your body was broken for me, and I'm accepting that by your stripes I was healed. Whatever need we have in our body can be met in the name of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Can we sing that little song, "There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein"?
There is a fountain.
Thank you.
Tahoe, would you like to close in prayer, brother? Thank the Lord for his goodness to us. Thank you, Father. Let's sing the first verse as we go our way, and God bless you. Man of sorrows, why?